on the Roberts hearing, because as you know, we have a number of disasters about to befall our country. And so we have Lindsay Comey from the Women's Choice Clinic.
We're here today because America is in hell. I have a daughter whose partner's in college down in Louisiana. They, as white folks with a car, were able to get out. But the reality is that what we're seeing now is the absolute inability of capitalism to support the domestic needs with an occupational war. The billions of dollars that are being sent overseas are being taken out of the mouths of the children and the people in need throughout this country. I am appreciative of 1,000 jobs for people in Louisiana that are being made by available by Oakland. I think of 1,000 people that I see on the streets, and I hope that more jobs can be found for the needy that we already have in our community. I think it's very important that when we look at the stage of what is happening in America, we recognize that the very future will be decided by 2 empty Supreme Court seats, that they have taken themselves and delayed another Supreme Court hearing until next week. But the truth is that Roberts is one of the worst criminals that could ever be called judicial. That when we talk about making change in America, we have to see that Louisiana represents the worst things that happen to poverty class people and criminalizing poor people. That every one of those stores gets to write off all of their food and their water and their surplus equipment. All that stuff is written off because of the flood. There is no theft. And what is happening is that we are seeing that the very people that have always built America are the ones that are being dissed. When we talk about money and economy, we have to understand that it is directed towards wealth. That we don't have a democracy, we have a bureaucracy. We have a government for and by the rich. And what Bush represents, unfortunately, is not in any way a compassionate individual, but just a warmonger who has once again decided that people of color and poor people are expendable. There is the most important thing that we need to do is awaken. Awaken to the understanding that every struggle has been won on the streets. That reproductive rights are under attack in this country. That youth are being criminalized, that if they seek an abortion, they're going to be finding themselves in problems. The Constitution of California, which protects abortion rights, is being undermined by Proposition 73. What we see today is that we are in a crisis of capitalism. And it is up to us, the people, to stand and say, we must direct ourselves to take care of the people. And that is not the colleges. That is the people. I was very inspired by the labor man who led us in the chant of we the people, because it is us, the people, that must awaken and recognize that people act like they're not asleep. But the world is looking and we are accountable. And as an American, we have to be ashamed of what has been going on in our country. And it is important for us to be on the streets on a regular basis so that the world knows we do not support Bush. We do not support what's going on in this country. And we will stand against Roberts and every conservative that is put forward to try and represent justice. We are watching.